The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We'll get the latest on the presidential race. Ellen Coyne, political correspondent with the Irish Times, is with me. Ellen, what are the scores on the doors for Maria Steen?
It seems to be 17 or 18, depending on who your sources are. So she was outside Leinster House in the last couple of hours saying that Danny Healy-Ray, brother of Michael Healy-Ray, had signed her nomination papers. That was the 17th public name that we know of. But my understanding is that some of her supporters are going around Leinster House saying that they expect an 18th person to maybe come forward today, that some independents have kind of privately indicated that they would be open to meeting Maria Steen. Literally right now, as we speak, she is trying to court other independents to get her to 20, even though she technically has until 12 noon tomorrow, the deadline for close of nominations. She's kind of set herself a deadline of the close of business today. She kind of feels like if she doesn't get to 20 today, she doesn't think she'll get there tomorrow. So there's a lot of optimism, I suppose, among her supporters. And there's also a sense that because nobody else got through the council routes, because you saw Gareth Sheridan bow out on Monday, that's kind of a boost for her. It kind of improves the argument to have a different voice on the ticket and to have more diverse options for the electorate.
I was speaking to someone just the other day from her campaign. I wanted to get a sense of, you know, how optimistic or otherwise they were, and they were not optimistic. You know, they felt that they weren't going to do it. The gap was too big to bridge. And as you said, the mood music has completely changed. Why? What happened over those few days?
So I think the first thing to say, in fairness to Maria Steen, is that this is a fairly last minute presidential bid, which is why you're seeing this 11th hour scramble. Like, there's people in the Iona Institute that didn't even know she was running until they read it in the Irish Times. I think you can see now there's a sense that if Maria Steen doesn't run, you could have three. Now, I know Catherine Connolly would resist this label, but what could be argued to be perceived as establishment candidates, because one is backed by Fianna Fáil, the other is backed by Fine Gael, and the third one is backed by everyone from Sinn Féin all the way through to People Before Profit. Maria Steen is kind of distancing herself from her Iona Institute days. People might know her from contesting the 2015 marriage equality referendum, the 2018 referendum on the Eighth Amendment, but the real springboard for her is the 2024 family care referendums. She was on the right side of those. You know, she is an accomplished barrister and architect, but she's being framed as a woman who chooses to work within the home, a stay-at-home mother. She homeschooled her five children. And, you know, Patrick Tobin would say that the referendums last year, as well as giving the government a kicking, were an indication that there is more diversity of opinion out there at the moment. And on social issues, all three of the other candidates are kind of in a similar position.
Who will be most disappointed amongst the three candidates or their groups of supporters if Maria Steen gets on the ticket?
Oh, I think that's such an interesting question, because I think it's very difficult to predict. I mean, you could see a situation where maybe she could take a little bit from the more conservative elements of the Fianna Fáil and the Fine Gael base. It would also make the debates harder, I think, because she is a ferociously accomplished debater. And I think she would kind of pin Jim Gavin and Heather Humphreys as being the government candidates, and she's kind of an outsider. It would also make transfers more chaotic. Like, I was talking to a lady not involved in politics yesterday who told me she would give Catherine Connolly her number one and Maria Steen her number two. And if you cast your mind back to the European elections, the Irish electorate can be kind of chaotic, veering all over the political spectrum when it comes to preferences. So I think even people who don't agree with Maria Steen on social issues in Leinster House kind of feel like it would be healthier for the campaign if she was facilitated onto the ticket at this point.
So what's your sense then of whether she'll get to 20? Patrick Tobin has made much of the how did he describe them, the Voltaire voter, you know, people who don't necessarily support Maria Steen, but would put her on the ticket. Marion Harkin, one of them actually, who's with us, and I'm going to come to Marion in just a moment. But will she get to the 20? Is that the feeling in Leinster House?
Well, it's my sense, like, to put on my little Oracle hat, as far back as Electric Picnic, we did a live Irish Times podcast, and I said that I thought she would be the person best placed to get the 20 signatures. You also have to remember that Maria Steen has been around politics since 2012, so she's in and out of Leinster House. Like, she's done the Boswell circuit. She actually knows politicians. They know that she is a known quantity. Yes, her views are controversial, but it's not like a Gemma O'Doherty type person where someone would sign their nomination papers like Catherine Connolly and then have it thrown back in their face in a few years. So she kind of is a known quantity, and I think that stands to her. Obviously, yes, you know, some of her views would be extreme minority views, particularly her position on divorce, for example. But I think my sense is that the momentum is with her. And I think if she doesn't get to 20 now, a lot of independent politicians will be facing ferocious accusations that they effectively locked her out. And I know that there is an intensive grassroots campaign that is frantically emailing independent senators and TDs throughout the day as well.
Well, listen, we'll update people right throughout the evening. Ellen, thanks a million for that update. I mentioned Marion Harkin, the Minister of State, and the independent TD for Sligo Leitrim, who's with us as well. So Marion, you're one of these Voltaire voters, as Pat or Tobin might describe you, I understand. So you're very much supportive of Heather Humphreys in terms of the campaign, but you've been willing to nominate Maria Steen. Why?
Yes, I am. But the reason I nominated Maria is that I think, first of all, she's a credible candidate and she reflects all or some of the views, I think, of a significant portion of the Irish people. And I suppose my view on this is that the presidential election provides a forum for a considered, respectful debate. And I think there should be different viewpoints. And I think by giving a voice to those viewpoints, I think, you know, that's important, because I think if we don't, certain groups of people just feel they're excluded, they're sidelined, and I do think that leads to fracture and polarisation. I think we've seen it elsewhere, and I think this is an opportunity, at least for now, to stop that happening and just to give voters that wider choice.
And I know you were speaking on local radio earlier, Marion, and you mentioned that she has a number of views that you wouldn't share. What are those views?
Well, look, this election is about her, not me. But, for example, her views on gay marriage, her views on divorce. But I would have been on the same side as Maria in the last referendum. And that would be different to all the other candidates, for example. And I mean, I have a history here. 5 years ago, I nominated Catherine Connolly as the last Can Corla. I was one of the six people or five people who signed her nomination papers. So I'm happy to nominate people that I don't always agree with. But I think Catherine would do a good job as last Can. I think she did. So I'm an independent for a reason. And I think so far, all of the candidates have been nominated by political parties. Yet many Irish people out there vote for independence. And it's been shut down by the political parties. And we have the opportunity to open it up just that little bit.
I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Ellen. Who do you think, which of the candidates or the supporters would be most disappointed by Maria Steen managing to get on the ticket?
That's hard to judge. I think she may take some votes of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. I'm not sure she will take that many from Catherine Connolly. But I think, as your last contributor said, you know, the Irish electorate are, when you look at European elections and you look at transfers and all of that, some of it is quite surprising. And I think she'll hit all candidates. And I think she is the kind of debater that people will have to explain their stance and why they believe it. And that's important, because if we have too many people, at least on some issues, singing from the same hymn sheet, you know, it's just not positive for democracy. And that's why, once I saw that Maria Steen had that critical mass of votes, I mean, I actually signed her paper last Friday, because I'm out of the country at my son's wedding, and I knew I wouldn't be there. So, but I knew at that point she would have that critical mass, and I felt it was important just to give her that push, because the county councils were just simply closed down, and there's something just doesn't sit right with me where that's concerned.
Marion, congratulations to your son on the wedding, and you too. And
I hope you enjoyed a wonderful time. Thank you so much.
Thanks a million for joining us. Marion Harkin is a Minister of State, and she's an independent TD for Sligo Leitrim and Ellen Coyne. We spoke to before, Marion, the political correspondent with the Irish Times.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.